Advent, we are reminded that today is Gaudete Sunday. As we heard in the second lesson, we are to rejoice. That is the meaning of the word Gaudete. Rejoice and be glad. It's hard to do that in these days, especially as we are now coming upon Christmas and the difficulties of our COVID-19 environment grow more restrictive. We are warned about gathering with family and friends during the holiday season, lest we become an occasion for someone becoming infected and becoming ill, lest we become the reason that someone actually passes from this world. Yes, these are difficult and heavy days. And so to hear these words, rejoice, perhaps may leave us a little hollow. It seems that there's very little room for rejoicing, for coming into joy. But it is an earnest reminder to us that our joy is not found in the things or circumstances around us. That in fact, for those who are believers, our joy is found deep within, because it is there that the work of the Spirit occurs. We hear today about John the Baptizer, or John the Baptist. When he is asked who he is, he doesn't answer with a word about who he is, but rather he talks about what he is. He says, "I am a voice. I am a voice crying in the wilderness." We certainly can't ask him what he meant, and so we need to do a little thinking about what he was trying to get across. And maybe the answer is in this idea of baptism. John's baptism used water. We know water as an agent of cleansing. We use water day in and day out. In fact, we are counseled in these days to frequently wash our hands and to wash them thoroughly, 20 seconds at least. Twice through, they say, "Happy birthday." Or you might want to use another prayer of similar length if you want to turn that into an occasion for prayer. Nonetheless, it is about having a deep cleansing, a deep washing of a part of our body. The baptism with water that John preached was an outward sign of an inward change. We are told by the gospel writers that he preached a baptism of repentance. And so it is that we often think of baptism as a washing away of sin, whether it is the washing away of original sin or our particular sinfulness, doesn't matter. But somehow we emerge from the waters of baptism clean and renewed. What the important distinction for us today is that John points to someone else. He is a voice, and he came to give witness. And that witness is to none other than Jesus Christ. And he says of Jesus, "This one comes to baptize you with the power of the Holy Spirit." And therein is the difference. It isn't a mere washing or cleansing, because God knows as we live our Christian lives, we need to go to the Lord to seek for the Lord's forgiveness constantly. And so that cleansing, that forgiveness, is a continual act of God. But Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit, which means that the real work of Jesus, the real work of the kingdom of God, is deep within us. And so it is there that we need to look for joy. It is there that we need to look for hope. Yes, Advent is a time for hope, the hope of expectation, the hope of waiting. Traditionally, we think of it as the expectation of Christmas Day, the waiting for the coming of the Christ child. We know in our minds that Jesus came as a child but once in human history. And yet we remember it year after year as a wonderful day, a day of great rejoicing, of families gathering together, of many traditions that have grown up over the centuries and over generations. So it's hard for us to expect joy on Christmas Day when in fact all of these things that we have come to identify with that particular and special day probably will not be happening. But it is in hope that we live. It is in hope that we look for God. Hope, yes, that we will find an end to the pandemic, that the wonderful news of an effective vaccine that is now with us will give us hope that in a few months' time we will all be able to return to some sense of a normal human life. We will be able to get back with family and friends. But the reality is, we and they will have been forever changed by this experience. And so that hope needs to be not for something in the past, not to regain an experience that we have had before, but to hope for something new and exciting, something deeper and profound. That is what Advent is really about. And that is what the Apostle Paul tells us to have joy about. Joy that Jesus Christ is working his marvelous works among us even now, deep within us, giving us the confidence and assurance that regardless of what we are experiencing, God is with us. That is the meaning of the name Emmanuel. That wonderful Advent hymn that we sing, O come, Emmanuel. That's what we're asking for. Come, O Lord, and be with us. The testimony that John comes to give is that in Jesus, we have been baptized with the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God dwells not in a faraway place where we have to wait for him to come to us, but rather that Spirit already resides deep in us, in our own hearts. And that our hope is that Spirit will emerge. And as that Spirit emerges, our lives will be forever changed. Hope. That is the message. For hope gives us confidence. In our daily lives, when we hope in someone, when we place our hope in them, we place our confidence that they will be doing good things, perhaps good things for us or for the world. When it is us or our own selves in which others place hope, sometimes that can be an awful and terrible burden. But at the same time, if we are honest, we know that somehow that hope placed in us buoys us up. It gives us a sense that we have a destiny. It gives us a sense that we have a purpose. It gives us a sense that we are important in the world, if not to the world at large, at least to those who place their hope and their trust in us. It is then our fervent prayer that it is not our skills and our talents and our personal gifts in which others hope, but in the spiritual gifts that reside deep within us. That the hope placed in us is a hope really in the Spirit of God that lives in us, who have been baptized in Christ Jesus, in that Spirit of God. And that God's presence that is in us begins to emerge into a world that needs that confidence, that needs that hope ever so much. So this COVID time is a time not for despair, but for hope, that we will have grown because of what we have experienced, that the difficulties and the burdens that we have borne in these days will bear fruit as we emerge, and that fruit will be the very gifts of the Spirit of God. For then, God's kingdom will come. It will be alive among us because it has its roots deep within us. So as we hear the voice of John the Baptist, the voice of that one crying in the wilderness, we look to the wilderness of our own situation and circumstances now. And we listen to that voice, we listen for it, because it points us to no one else but to Jesus, the Son of God, the one who brings the power of the Spirit in all of its fullness. And that as we hear the voice of John give testimony to Jesus, we are able then to search for him and realize that he dwells within, as the Spirit of God then emerges from us and we become the very face of Christ in the world. What a noble calling. What a real cause for joy. So hear the words of the apostle and rejoice always, because it is God who is always with us.